I don't see people's, personally, I don't see people's problem with the question why, because it gives me an open door to explain something important to my children if they ask me why. I'm trying to think what the alternative is. The alternative is that I have to find a way to bring up the important topic or the important subject, which is always, it always feels a little bit unnatural doing that as a parent. I think it's best to wait to the opportunity of an open door offered by the children when they ask a question to explain something to them. And I love it when my kids ask why, because I then have an opportunity to explain something important about the world to them that they need to understand. And they need to understand it because they're asking why. They're asking why because they don't understand. And the worst possible answer that anyone can give is, well, that's because that's the way the world is. I mean, that's the worst answer ever, because nothing is what it is. Everything is what we make it. Everything that we have is an architecture of our belief systems. And there should, for us to have control over our lives, we should be able to articulate and explain clearly through language why it is we are doing what it is we are doing. Especially in our family life and personal life. If it's important enough for us to be good at it in our business communication, it's important enough for us to be good at it in our interpersonal communication as well. So, I'm trying to think of a simplistic example of this. I've got a few examples in my head. Honesty prevents confusion and longer discussions. Right? When you find yourself talking for 10 or 15 minutes about something, and your child or the person you're talking to still doesn't understand you, it's because you haven't been direct and truthful enough about what you're saying. Because directness and truth will hit where it needs to hit straight away. And long, convoluted explanations are just stories that attempt to persuade other people of things that we perhaps are even unsure about ourselves. I said to one of my daughters, this week was a very expensive week for me. My daughter said, why? And I said, because I had to pay my lawyer a lot of money. And she said, why? And I said, because I want to spend time with you. And she said, why does it cost money to spend time with me? And I said, because I made a mistake. Because the relationship between me and your mother didn't work out. And now I have to pay, and now I have to pay a price for that. And I have to try to repair the damage. Which is, it's quite a lot for a young person to hear, but I think they need to hear that it's the parents' mistake. And to see the parents take ownership of the problem rather than point fingers at other people and say that my life is bad because of them or him or her or whatever. It's you can only go forward when you own the problem. If you take responsibility and give responsibility to others, you can't go forward. You've got to take the responsibility on yourself, within yourself. And children will push us in the right direction. They'll force us to re-evaluate and self-evaluate our own life and our own decisions. The difficult part is how to persuade the children to navigate a different road. Because whatever you do, children will copy and paste. They will copy and paste, copy and paste, copy and paste, copy and paste. We need to be careful with our own children and how we reach this complex problem where I know my children are going to copy what I do and I've made a mistake. And I can't go back. So these are future problems. Future, but they're not even future, they're present problems as well to try to solve. So it's very difficult. You know, people, there's a phrase that I've heard quite a lot of people use recently, which is people move on, people go on. They're still carrying the past with them. Even if they go forward, we're still carrying the past with us. So very difficult to put that down. It's possible, but it's complicated at the same time.